Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to another fantastic episode of My Orgasmic Life. Okay, so last week's episode was all about cuffs and collars in the dungeon and using them in the dungeon. And, you know, I mentioned day collars. And so we're going to just do a quick, it's not a lot to talk about. Well, I always say that and then there is. So we'll see if there's a lot to talk about. All right, day collars. What's a day collar? A day collar is something that you obviously can wear during the day. You can also wear it at other times. But the idea is that it is something that is subtle, that you and your dom know and agreed upon what is. And when you wear that, no one else in the world knows. So it's hard to, like, you know, go to the grocery store or I'm pulling out. I have 2 day collars that I have for my overlord, for master. All right. So sometimes it's, you know, you don't always want everybody to know that you're kinky. So you may not want to wear your black leather collar out to the grocery store or, you know, out at work or to a business meeting. And so a day collar is something that you can wear that just looks like it's just a piece of jewelry, basically. No one knows what it is other than you and your dominant. Okay, so here's one of my day collars. It's sterling silver, and it has lovely little loopy loops with a little ring on it. And when I'm, you know, when I'm not going about in the, or I'm not gonna play, I'm wearing this. Then I have another one that's a little more risque because it's me. So this one is sterling silver chain that has 3 rings and then more chain that comes down off those rings to then clip onto my nipples so that I can be wearing this. I can be wearing this and then this goes to my nipples without pulling out my nipple right now. And so depending on what shirt I'm wearing, if I'm wearing a shirt like this, you know, if I'm wearing a dress like this, it would be very obvious that I have something attached to my nipples. But, you know, if I was wearing something that was not so low cut, you may just see those 3 circles going down to my cleavage and not know that the ends of those are attached to my nipples. So it depends on who you are, right? That's very much me. Now, so any jewelry that you guys decide can be your day collar. You can use rings, you can have, you know, wrists, You could have jewelry on your ankles. You could have earrings. You could have anything can be considered a day collar. And the idea is that that day collar keeps you connected to being a submissive, keeps you connected to your dominant. It may be, depending on the dynamics that you have in your relationship, it may be when you put on that day caller, it's to remind you who owns you. Each person will have different dynamics, will have different rules of what that means. If I, for example, if I'm wearing my day, if I'm wearing my day caller, for me, it's a beautiful reminder that, oh, I'm owned, and I like being owned. And being owned is this, it's like, for me, it feels like it's how I'm loved by my master. And it helps me stay grounded and helps me stay connected to him throughout the day. And it's an extra, it's just a nice reminder of, right, even though for me, I'm, part of who I am is dominant, I'm dominant. I'm an empress. And so, even as empress, I can be large and in charge and empress. And it honors the submissive side of me by having my day collar on and just being reminding me that, I also have an overlord and am loved and, owned. And for me, that's a beautiful balance. But again, it's like everything we talk about. It's very specific to who is in this power dynamic and what are the rules and what is the relationship and what it means to the people that are involved. There's no like, here's the blanket statement. It's like, what works for you? What works for everybody that's involved? When I first started doming, and I was, I was very much large and in charge and first doming, and and I was still learning to surrender and let go of control, which is very important, which makes me such a great dom, is because I know what it feels like to surrender and to let go of control and how powerful that is for your emotional, physical, sexual well-being. But in the beginning, there's no way that I could have a collar on, my day collar on, while I was dominating, because that was such contrast for me. There was like, I'm either, struggling to surrender and let go of control, or I'm large and in charge. And so there was no room in the beginning for me. There was no room to have both simultaneously. But I've grown lots. I've healed lots, and I've evolved lots. So now all parts of me get to exist simultaneously. And a day caller is a beautiful way to help me remind me of that. And also, it can be a great way of learning to like let go, like remind you, like, okay, right, like I'm being a spaz at the moment and things. And we're gonna do a whole, I wanna do, I'm gonna do a whole episode on how we can use cuffs and collars to when we're not with our doms, to be able to drop in, as well as using it as a tool for us to surrender, to ground, to stop being a spaz. Specifically talking to my control freaks that are listening, that you know who you are. I too am a control freak in recovery. I get it. I come from lots of love, lots of empathy, compassion, all those things. So, I'm going to do another episode about that. Yeah. So I think that's it. See? Oh, look, turns out day callers aren't a lot to talk about. Basically, it's something to remind you. You guys set the rules. Find some jewelry that you can wear and no one knows. You can find some jewelry that people When you're hanging out with family, they have no idea. It's kind of like a great way. The other thing that's nice about a day caller, or your day jewelry, is that it can be this beautiful, naughty reminder of this kinky part of your life that while you're out in your, regular day-to-day world, that no one knows that that's what that means. It's kind of like why people like to wear lingerie under their, clothes when they're at work. It's like that it makes them feel sexy, it makes them feel powerful, it makes all these beautiful things that are happening underneath. It's like no one knows. It's a secret. Shh, And that shh, it's a secret, adds this next level of taboo, which often creates more arousal that's attached to it. So that's also a fun part of having day jewelry that no one knows what it means. Like I said, it can be anything. It could be a watch, it could be a ring, it could be a bracelet, it could be earrings, it could be anything. Okay, so it's not just, whatever works for you. Could be, just a nice silver chain, a gold chain, it could be anything. And again, like the or talk about the importance of the intimacy that goes along with it, the having the Dom purchase that jewelry makes it even more, because now it's like a gift of ownership. It's like, here's your day jewelry. This is while you're at work to remind you. You are loved, you are owned. And the little subby, yes, the little subby's like, yes, please. Thank you, please. They're so excited that they wiggly. So yes. So that would be what I would recommend, because then it's extra special, right? Don't just pick something that you already have that you wear on a regular basis. This needs to be something specific, something new, something special, something that, your dom has given to you to wear so that you can pick it out together, so that it's something that you love, you can go together. It's again, it's like intimate. It's like ring shopping. It's a very intimate connection. It's like saying we are connected even when we're not together. We're connected even when we're not, I'm not flogging you. Or even though I have not bent you over and I'm not pegging you, we're still connected. So, which is beautiful. All right, bye-bye. Happy shopping. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.